If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We want to say welcome aboard to State Representative Dane Wantrow joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gawk and Chewy. How are you?
What's up, Dane?
So it's been a while since we had you in.
Yeah, it's been probably last year at some point. You had me in for the last couple of years, and I appreciate you very much.
Appreciate you. Last year, we were given a citation, a good one.
Yeah, good citation.
Usually when you get a citation, that's not a good thing. But this one was from the state, and you invited us down to, we were down there at the state house and got the award.
We have to acknowledge all the good work the people do, like you,
Thank you
and Chewy Doc. And you guys, I listen to you every day, even down in Harrisburg on Odyssey. So thank God for that. I'm never disconnected too much.
It's funny, you sent me a picture the other day, text me, and that's the day we were actually in Philadelphia, and we were at Samira's thing. But he's like, I got you on in the office, and a picture of the logo and everything there. I said, we're not there that day, but yeah, but thank you, and I do appreciate that. That's the Odyssey app that Dane Watcher was talking about. AUDACY.
You can download it.
Anywhere in the world, state capital.
It's actually the best. I took the picture of your faces are on there, the Dr. Chewy show. I love it, yeah.
So what have you been up to? I mean, it's busy, and it's so neat to, we got to kind of watch you a day at work as to what goes on. And there's so much that is going on here in Northeast PA, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I have a couple bills out there pending right now, and hopefully we'll get those passed from a cursive bill. I want to institute that back into the classroom, make sure our kids are learning how to and know how to write and read cursive. That's very important.
You know what's funny? I went to Catholic school, so that was expected of you. And I mean, that was considered, you got a grade in penmanship. That was one of the things. I probably write a lot better than he did. Did you have to do cursive?
We did do cursive, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't write very well in it because I just have sloppy handwriting in general.
So, Chewy, I got to say, and Doc, every school district I represent, which is four of them, they do have cursive in their curriculum. So I just want to see this clear across the state.
Yeah.
And it's just, I like just definitely just lead that charge.
That's neat. What else are you working on?
A lot of veteran stuff. Always there with the vets and making sure that they're getting the services that they need and follow through. That's super important. And just a lot of committees I'm on this year from local government, veterans affairs, and a lot of good work is getting done. So I can't, you know, I have nothing to complain about. We're actually getting stuff done.
Yeah, and I feel like on Facebook, I always see a new committee you're added to. I'm like, how does Dane have time to do everything?
Education committee. That's another committee I serve on. And I am on the Republican chair of the higher education, which is super important right now. We have, you know, some stuff going on with Penn State and making sure that our just higher education is being taken care of. And that's one thing that we're working together across the aisle and making sure that our kids have somewhere to turn at affordable cost.
You know, first of all, thank you again for your service, because back up a little bit, because, you know, you just mentioned doing all that. And that's what we learned about you a few years ago, your service overseas.
Yeah, that's something I hold very high, just as well as what I'm doing right now is service the country and service the state. So, yeah, served in the military for quite some time. Been afforded the opportunity to be on a great mission when I was deployed to Baghdad, Iraq. And here I am back here continuing to serve, which I thank God the people allow me to sit in their seat for right now and continuing to serve them.
I love it. So, can I run for politics? So you think I'm too old at this point?
I think both of you, Chewy and Doug, you have the personality to go very far in the world of politics.
Don't people would appreciate what we do, but we would see. Can you hang in with us for a little bit?
Absolutely.
All right, got a lot more to talk about. It's 8:30 at Froggy 101. State Representative Dane Waudreau
is here with us.
Good morning.
Look at that. You get the horns, you get the applause, you get everything. But we thank you so much for coming in. We've known Dane for years, and actually, how I know you is actually you and my wife work together at the Hazleton School District.
Yes.
You've seen everything that goes on in school districts, too.
I have the most respect for our teachers and our educators. They are teachers, parents. They are nurses. They are everything all built in one. So my hat's off to each and every one of those educators.
What got you into politics? Like, what? Somebody obviously got to you and said, hey, why don't you take this to the next step?
Yeah, so I got to be honest with you, ever since my tour in the military, really, I always had a passion for public service and something I always wanted to continue to do. And when I had an opportunity to work with your wife in the school district, it was one of the greatest things I got to do, help children, but there was always a void missing. And public service was always my niche from being the mayor of my community that I lived in for 8 years, and I just wanted to continue on and serving in that capacity. As a state representative, we're able to help people at such great levels. It is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life.
I remember asking you at the state capitol, you going to run for president one day? And you said you really enjoy doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I absolutely love being a state representative. Like I said, it's about helping people. That elderly person coming into the office that needs her rent rebate form filled out. It's the little things go such a long way in helping people within our hometown. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to see the smile on people's face when you're able to extend some help to them.
I like that you guys are doing town halls. And like you said, it's great when you do go to an actual place, but if you're doing it on the internet, a town hall, so many people can reach you that maybe cannot make it to that particular place.
Yeah, Doc, that have our constituents in the luxury of their own home able to call in. We call out, they're able to call in, and we at time have 1,000 people on the line in a state house legislative district. That's a lot of participants. So, and we get to hear a variety of things from people back home. So it's very, very good. And we have actual town hall meetings where people could come, but the turnout is limited because people work, they have busy lives, busy schedules, and we get that. So we like to go ahead and make sure as a legislator we get to reach everybody we possibly can.
Tell everybody the area you cover as a state representative.
So the 116th Legislative District covers Hazleton City, Hazle Township, West Hazleton. That's a Luzerne portion. And then we push down to Schuylkill County. That's McAdoo, Klein, Shenandoah, Ringtown, Monee City, all the Union townships. So it's a pretty large district. We represent, as a state legislator, approximately 64,000 people.
So big area. You don't think so, but it's a big area.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. It's a big area. And you just got to make sure you spread your time between the two counties and be there for the people.
And, you know, it's funny. I always say people when I talk about, you know, I hear people say everything all the time about politicians. And I'm sure you do, too. You know, every politician's the same. I always say, well, take a minute and talk to Dane, because Dane will sit there and talk to you. Like, the last time you were here, Doc was out. Doc had COVID. That's how long it's been since you've been here.
Yeah.
And we sat here about an hour and a half after the show just talking about everything in the world. And for you to just take the time and sit down and talk. And then you always said one thing that resonates with me. You said you don't. Some people, they vote on how they feel. You vote on the way that the constituents feel, because you get to know how people in the community feel.
That's right. There's one thing I was told over and over again. Usually when you hear the same thing over and over again, you start believing it. And one thing I was told was to always vote your district. And that's what I went to Harrisburg, and I continue to do that, vote my district. And that's what I believe got me reelected.
Yeah. Do you run into pressure sometimes saying, come on, Dane, go with this one because you know, this is what we need or something. But
unfortunately, yes. However, I will say our leadership team gets it. They understand. And that's one great thing about Pennsylvania is that they always say, you vote your district and we get it. But there's times that, you know, the pressure is on.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I'll take that little bite. Mm-hmm. As long as the people back home are happy.
What's the big thing? Like you said, you're doing your town hall tomorrow, and we'll get more into that in just a bit. But like, what's the biggest concern of people of Southern Luzerne County, Schuylkill County?
Right.
That you hear the most?
I would definitely say taxes.
Yeah.
School property tax is one of the hottest topics, and I get it. I know my school property tax are extremely expensive, and it's something that we really need to focus on. Unfortunately, it's not a party thing. It's not a R&D. This is a regional thing, and in our region, our taxes are very high. Out in central and western part of the state, it's not. So it's hard to get that majority to go ahead and vote that, but we need to continue on pushing, driving forward to try to get some type of relief. Some good things we did get done is the homeowner and rent rebates. We upped the income guidelines for that for our senior citizens and disabled, so they're able to see some type of relief. But we got to start somewhere, and that was a good starting point. We did bipartisan last year.
Okay. No, that's good. That's all good to hear. And to back you up like 2 or 3 minutes, you refer to Shenandoah as Shenandoah. Chewy, how do you say it?
Chendo.
Yeah.
Dane's taking the proper speaking, not like me who have to sit here and go, yeah, Chendo. And
yeah, great stuff happening down there, I must say.
Yeah. Can you stick around a little longer?
Absolutely.
You're still doing good? All right, 8:51 at Froggy 101. That's State Representative Dane Watro, who is hanging with us. Froggy 101, to Doc Show 907, State Representative Dane Watro. Friend of the show is here hanging with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Doc. And you know what? I had the headsets turned down the whole time. I couldn't hear it. I thought, yeah, it's just my hearing, but yeah. It was just me.
It's good to know you can hear now, right? Do we sound good?
Right? You sound great.
Okay.
You're a young man. I mean, you're just early in your political career. You said you do not want to be president anytime soon.
No, I'm very happy here at this level helping people, and it's very rewarding. So.
That's nice. So is it everything you imagined? I mean, you wear a suit every day, right?
Everything I imagine, plus more.
Is wearing a suit every day hard?
No, I love it. It's, you know, this is the...
Well, you're a stylish guy. So
no,
you
I wouldn't say that's my uniform.
You and are stylish, though. I know you say no, but you do. And I will say, you wear white jeans, and it's not easy to pull off white jeans. You do.
I don't know, but...
that's a good compliment.
I am, honestly, if I'm not in a suit, I'm uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
It just feels like my uniform, as I were in the military, and this is, if I'm out of uniform, I'm out of uniform. Today, I forgot my member pin. I texted my wife as I was, you know, stopped, and I said, hey, I forgot my member pin today, and it's just part of my uniform.
How many suits do you have?
A lot.
How many ties do you have?
A lot. I'll tell you what, I do have, I just counted my white dress shirts, 26 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time that you can go without having to wash clothes.
Really.
You can go 25 days.
It's funny you say that. We were just doing laundry yesterday, the whites, folding them. And I have one white shirt. And that's it. So it'll come out at a wedding or a party and then a funeral. And then that's it.
How do you keep them from not wrinkling?
I have a great wife.
See, that's great. That's good. So you've got this town hall meeting tomorrow night. And again, you serve Lower Luzerne County, Schuylkill County, Shenandoah, way up there. How do people get involved on it? Like, how does it work that you would get on?
So that's a great question. I have a call out. We call out to everybody that's on my system, or they could call in there, and they could simply get that number on my legislative Facebook page or on my website to go ahead and call in. It's going to be 7:00 in the evening, and it's going to last approximately 1 hour, and it's a question and answer. No question is off limits. It's ask the hard ones. That's what we're there for. Mm-hmm. And I always try to have a special guest, and a lot of times you'll hear me say we, because I feel it's not I, it's me and my staff. Without my staff, I wouldn't be able to do the things I do and serve the constituents at the level that we serve. So that's the reason why I say we.
You've had on, has he been on with you, Senator Argel?
Senator Argel, yeah. I think I'm going to have him on tomorrow as well.
Look at that.
Boom. You know, Congressman Bresnahan I had on my last town hall meeting. So it's always great. I had Stacey Garrity, our state treasurer, on, and I always try to fill somebody with a special guest. Senator Argel and I, we work very closely together. We share an office in Monterey City and in Hazleton. Yeah. So we do, you know, he's a Senate, I'm the House, but our services are exactly the same. So.
Would he be considered, and tell me if I'm wrong, would he be considered like your boss, kind of like he's
no.
higher up? No, it's the mm-hmm. same?
No, just a different branch, different chamber. He's in the Senate, I'm in the House, and has to pass the House to get to the Senate. The Senate passes something, has to come over to us in the House. And now I will say the Senate is considered the upper chamber. But yeah, it's his role.
They get bigger offices is what you're saying.
They do.
So who is your boss? On a scale.
Honestly, I love the question because I have 64,000 bosses.
Ah,
it's the people.
Smart yeah. answer.
Yeah, it's
great
it's
answer.
Really, it's truthful. And as you did as well, Read Across America, you went around and you're reading the second graders and they're not having any idea what a state representative is. You know, when they say mayor, oh, they know what a mayor is, but not a state representative.
Right.
But one thing I told every class that I read to, I asked them, I said, you know who I work for? And you hear the president, the governor, this and that. And it was like, I said, I work for you. You and your parents and your aunts and your uncles. And that they got, they understood. So, but no, I very much mean that 64,000 plus people is my boss.
What was your book you had to read? What was the tough one you had me do? Last year, got to watch how I said this because I'm going to say a bad word there. He somethinged me by having me read some 64-page book to the kids.
I made him read Cat in the Hat, the whole thing. I made Doc read. And
the long version.
Yeah, it was like 64 pages.
Chewy, I brought my own book.
Smart. Yeah. See, that would be smart. See, Doc found a book that he liked, Wacky Wednesday by Dr. Seuss, which then he just went on to tell everybody Wacky Wednesday from that point on.
Yeah, I was like, where's Wacky Wednesday? That was like 25 pages. And I was like, okay, and big print and lots of pictures. And that was what I was
all about.
And
he even skipped pages.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, as we're sitting here, the listeners, the followers you all have is amazing. My phone's blowing up. They're asking me, could you bust out a country
song? Yeah, do you want to sing?
Absolutely not.
Come on, let's have you sing.
Not happening.
Let's get something going.
Do you have a karaoke song you do when you go out? You're smiling, but you're not saying.
What's the country song you sing in the car?
I sing everything, but that's just me. I would never put it out there in public.
I want to get Dane to
somewhere.
Sing somewhere. I'm going to get Dane to sing country music at some point on this radio station.
If you ever invite him to your home, just watch he doesn't go to the cell phone because he'll be recording.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Chewy and Doc, you're always welcome at my home. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate your time today.
I appreciate you very much and everything you do. You get some good information out to people, and I'm very thankful for that. And I love the app. Please don't ever do away with it because I would be lost when I'm in session down in Harrisburg.
The Odyssey app. What's your website for people that want to get a hold of you?
RepWatro.com.
There you go.
And they can also follow you on your representative Facebook page, correct?
Yeah. And I also, my daughter recently told me I have Instagram. I guess it's all linked together.
Yeah, there you go. You're learning stuff each and every day, aren't
you? We'll tag it up with a picture with Dane here. If you want to get in touch with him, we'll tag it on the Froggy Facebook page here in a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.